Huron County officials say four Sheriff's Department sergeants will be required to repay wages they received due to a payroll error that went undetected for six pay periods. The issue was discussed during a county personnel county committee meeting Wednesday. County Clerk Lori Neal said the mistake occurred while payroll staff were calculating wage increases and accidentally applied a higher lieutenant pay rate to four sergeants. As a result, the sergeants were paid nearly $40 an hour instead of their authorized rate of $34.60 an hour. As hard as the clerk's office works and as diligent as they are, this mistakenly slipped through the cracks but was caught and addressed. County officials say the overpayments must be returned. Committee members agreed employees should be allowed to choose between repaying the money through payroll deductions over time or making a one-time payment to the county. Neal noted that correcting the error through payroll would simplify tax reporting, while the lump sum repayment could require additional calculations involving taxes and other withholdings. Personnel committee member also emphasized that any repayment through payroll deductions would require written consent from the affected employees. County officials cited existing policies and state law governing wage deductions. The county says the payroll error is being corrected and repayment arrangements will be finalized with the employees involved. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be extra careful outdoors as wildfire danger continues to climb across northern Michigan. State officials say warm temperatures, dry vegetation, and a lack of significant rainfall are creating conditions that allow fires to start easily and spread rapidly. Fire danger levels are currently rated high to very high across much of the Upper Peninsula and the northern Lower Peninsula. The DNR says no meaningful rainfall is expected in the coming days, prompting the agency to suspend permits for burning yard debris in affected northern areas. Residents in southern Michigan are being advised to check local regulations before conducting any outdoor burning. Officials are reminding the public to keep water sources nearby when burning, properly extinguishing campfires, avoiding activities that could create sparks, and never leave fires unattended. Fireworks should be kept away from wooded areas and dry vegetation. The DNR also advises against burning household trash or hazardous materials and recommends using approved burn barrels when disposing of natural debris. More wildfire prevention and fire safety tips information is available through the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And Friday morning, that is this morning in Huron County District Court, Janelle Amber Furtado, currently on a delayed of sentence, addressed outstanding restitution and court costs. Furtado owes $664.20 in restitution to crimes victims, along with additional fines. Assistant Prosecutor Alexander Pahani noted Furtado's completion of the Thinking Matters program and recent employment, recommending a 90-day probation extension. This extension aims to facilitate payments of the restitution, which takes priority. Judge Ferris confirmed Furtado's ability to make biweekly payments. Furtado stated that a theft and dishonesty misdemeanor on her record has created employment obstacles in the medical field. The court extended Furtado's probation for 90 days. If all financial obligations are met within this period, the case will be dismissed and the misdemeanor and arrest record will be removed. A review is scheduled for August 28th at 9 a.m. However, Furtado's appearance will not be required if payments are completed. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right. Whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, media firm sues AI startup for alleged copyright infringement. CNN has filed a major federal lawsuit against the artificial intelligence search engine Perplexity, alleging massive and unlawful distribution of its proprietary intellectual property. The legal complaint asserts that the tech startup systematically scraped and replicated thousands of copyrighted news stories, video transcripts, and images to train its AI models and generate real-time user answers. The network is seeking significant financial damages and a permanent injunction against the uncompensated use of its contents. Perplexity and other AI firms have previously defended their data aggregation methods under the Fair Use Doctrine, arguing that transforming public information into synthesized summaries is legally permissible. This case is being watched closely by media executives and technology firms as a pivotal test for digital copyright boundaries in the AI era. In other national news, FBI investigates former intelligence official over false claims. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has launched an active inquiry into former CIA official David Rush, who stands accused of fabricating professional credentials on official government employment applications. Investigators allege that Rush used three false security and employment backgrounds to improperly secure sensitive roles and clear multi-million dollar business expenses. At the center of the probe is the suspected unauthorized handling of roughly $40 million in capital allocations. Defense representatives for Rush have argued and urged the public to withhold judgment, stating that complex intelligence accounting and classified missions expenses frequently look irregular under standard auditing metrics. The Justice Department is working to determine whether the funds were misplaced due to administrative errors or intentionally diverted. When we come back from this Thumb Bank and Trust sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Mark Hill, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed-rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity loans and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank & Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mark Hill, NMLS number 500339. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, high-stakes diplomatic meeting scheduled between U.S. and Pakistan. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is set to host Pakistani Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Prime Minister Mohammad Ishaq Dar at the Department of State in Washington, D.C. today. The official bilateral meeting follows Dar's high-level engagements at the United Nations Security Council in New York. The discussions are expected to focus heavily on South Asian regional security and Pakistan's potential intermediary role in broader Middle Eastern diplomatic initiatives. State Department officials indicated that stabilizing trade routes and counterterrorism cooperation will top the morning agenda. The meeting comes at a critical juncture as global powers seek stable partners to navigate shifting geopolitical alliances across Asia. In other international news, fatal fire sweeps through Girls Academy in Kenya. At least 15 students have tragically lost their lives after a fast-moving fire tore through a dormitory at the Utumishi Girls Academy Senior School in Gilgil, located within Kenya's Rift Valley. The government-owned institution is managed and sponsored by the Kenya Police Service, and many of the attended students are the daughters of active police personnel. Emergency services managed to contain the blaze, but several injured students remain hospitalized in critical condition. Education Minister Julius Migos visited the scene and confirmed that an intensive investigation is underway to determine the exact cause of the tragedy. The incident has sparked a national conversation regarding fire safety regulations and emergency evacuation procedures within boarding schools across East Africa. When we come back from this Ashley sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Memorial Day savings are officially at Ashley and Baddox, and this year's deals are bigger than ever. Right now, save up to 25% off store-wide, with hot buys starting at just $249. Looking for value? Check out our floor model specials priced to move. Dining sets, bedroom groups, recliners, end tables, and more. These prices are one of a kind and first come, first served. And if you've been waiting for patio season, it's here. Our outdoor collection is back in limited quantities. Patio chairs, outdoor dining sets, fire pits, and full sofa and love seat sets built for summer nights. Plus, the Memorial Day mattress event is on. Save up to $500 on select Beautyrest mattresses and up to $1,000 on select Beautyrest Black mattresses and adjustable base sets. Round out any room with up to 40% off accessories and make it all easier with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Ashley and Baddox, your locally owned home for quality, comfort, and summer ready savings.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. With my 57 years of experience to work for you, just ask for Vern.
Shopping at the north end of Baddox is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we have one obituary to report at this time. Ned Hilborn of West Branch, Michigan, peacefully returned to his heavenly home on Friday, December 19th, 2025. Ned was born in Coldwater, Michigan. Ned proudly served his country in the United States Air Force from 1959 to 1969. During his service, he was stationed in foreign lands, including Hahn Air Force Base in Germany, where he served as a member of the 50th Air Police Unit. He was later stationed at the Port Austin Air Base in Michigan, where he was the catcher for the U.S. Air Force fast pitch baseball team. And he met the love of his life, Ellen Morgan, whom he married on July 16th of 1966. Ned is survived by his children, Chad, Kathy, Tracy, and 6 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. In accordance with Ned's wishes, the family will plan a celebration of life in the spring, a time for family and friends to gather and share their favorite stories and memories. The family of Ned Hilborn, who passed away on December 19th, 2025, invites family and friends to attend funeral services on Saturday, May 30th, 2026, at Baddox Free Methodist Church. Visitation with local friends and family will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., followed by the funeral service from 12 p.m. to 12:45 p.m. Military honors and interment will take place at 1:30 p.m. at Colfax Cemetery. Online condolences can be shared at sternalmclaren.com.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Thumb Cellular, the Taco to Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond.